Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. A report examining why Rhode Island's business climate ranks so poorly in national surveys is slated for release this morning. Rhode Island has repeatedly placed near the bottom in some national surveys on the business friendliness of different states. The new study, entitled Moving the Needle, was produced by the State Senate and the business-backed Rhode Island Public Expenditure Council. According to the State Senate, the report will include recommendations for improving Rhode Island's business climate. The findings are expected to form the basis for what the Senate is calling major legislative initiatives this session. The House Judiciary Committee is expected to take up same-sex marriage today with a hearing. The bill may move to a vote in the full House by next week. Meanwhile, a new coalition is pledging to push for same-sex marriage. Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis says the real battle is in the Senate.
Governor Lincoln Chafee, Lieutenant Governor Elizabeth Roberts, and Treasurer Gina Raimondo attended the launch of the Rhode Islanders United for Marriage Coalition. The group's campaign director, Ray Sullivan, says the coalition has an important role to play in building support among state lawmakers.
We absolutely win this effort on the ground with a strong grassroots campaign that is committed to knocking on doors, making phone calls, and connecting constituents to their legislators.
Roman Catholic Bishop Thomas Tobin has called for the General Assembly to make approving same-sex marriage subject to a statewide vote. Advocates oppose that approach. They say marriage rights are a civil rights issue that shouldn't be decided by referendum. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
The U.S. Supreme Court has decided not to hear the case of accused murderer Jason Plew, who had been fighting a transfer from Rhode Island's prison system to federal custody, where he will stand trial for murder. Stanford law professor Jeffrey Fisher worked with Plew's legal team and says he's disappointed with the Supreme Court's decision.
But unfortunately, what the court seems to have done is really what it more customarily does, which is at least wait till a case has run its full course before it considers taking it. The important thing is that Mr. Plew still has a right to go to trial if he's convicted, and if the federal government obtains a death sentence, then he can appeal again with this exact same claim along with anything else that arises at the trial. So this is really just the very beginning.
Plew is facing federal charges for murdering a gas station manager back in 2010, allegedly. He had been serving time in Rhode Island's prison system for violating parole in a separate case and wanted to finish out that 18-year sentence before surrendering to federal authorities. And a former member of the Charahoe School Committee will serve no jail time, but will pay a fine for allowing high school students to drink alcohol and smoke marijuana on her property. Several teenagers were seriously injured in a car crash after they left the home of Terry Sarah. Rhode Island Public Radio's Scott McKay says Sarah has been found guilty of violating the state's social host law.
Terry Sarah, a former member of the Charahoe School Committee, has been found guilty in Rhode Island District Court of violating the state's social host law, which bars citizens from providing alcohol to underage drinkers. She was charged with providing alcohol to minors at a party at her Richmond home in October of 2011. Sarah was sentenced to probation, a $1,000 fine, and 100 hours of community service, according to the Rhode Island Attorney General's Office. Scott McKay, Rhode Island Public Radio.